WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A deadly shooting in New York City this morning, and now we've just learned that the victim is a high-level healthcare CEO in the city for meetings. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Shot dead was Brian Thompson, chief executive of United Healthcare, say NYPD sources. He was in New York for an investors conference. His schedule was widely known. Preliminary belief is this was targeted, but police do not know why. It happened near the Hilton Hotel on 6th Avenue, not far from Radio City Music Hall.
Thompson was not staying at that hotel, and police continue investigating. Those familiar with the matter say that one-time Trump rival Ron DeSantis is now being considered for the job of defense secretary. As the nomination of Pete Hegseth appears to be in jeopardy, some of the senators who would need to confirm him have said to be concerned about allegations that have surfaced against the former Fox News weekend host. More snow on the way for parts of the Great Lakes, still digging out from under 4 feet that's fallen in the past few days. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Get this, the Monona Community Festival might come back. The annual 4th of July celebration had been around for decades. 2024 was supposed to be its final year. Organizers said declining volunteers and higher costs just made it tougher. But now the mayor says they're working with new leadership and the festival may be back for 2025. They're supposed to finalize some festival agreements in January. Sun Prairie is getting a big chunk of change to help expand its library. The city first broke ground on this addition in the summer, and this phase is expected to be done next summer. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski announced that the city will receive $3.4 million in grant funding. That'll give them more financing for this project, which includes work areas for remote employees and new spaces for STEM and art programs. Sun Prairie is one of the fastest growing cities in Wisconsin. More people are using the facilities and services. All the construction is expected to be finished in March 2026. And the Badger State is lagging behind when it comes to wind energy. Many of our neighboring states produce 10 times what we do in wind power. Experts say there are a few reasons for that, but one of them is misinformation. Some people think wind turbines are loud, they negatively affect property values, or pose health risks. But science doesn't support those claims, according to Sam Donisky from Renew Wisconsin. What has been proven, he says, is that wind energy is less harmful to wildlife and the environment than traditional power generation.
We have the potential here to do our own energy in our own state, to add great-paying jobs like wind turbine technicians to the mix. And we also give landowners kind of like a lifeline.
Farmers who have been hit hard economically in the last few years could benefit from the additional income leasing their land for wind projects. There are currently 10 of those projects statewide, and a handful are coming next year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is, and our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan, 67-64, their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and we're able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with areas of light snow today. We'll get to the low 30s by around noon, and then temperatures are going to drop quickly into the upper teens by early this evening. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, wind chill factor below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will join us.
Voters selected Trump for private schools, yet on the ballot, they voted for public schools.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Decorated veteran. As I recall, two Bronze Stars fought in, two theaters of war. You're going to get to these hearings. I don't see why the FBI, in its present constitution, in the FBI, I don't see why they should be allowed to vet anybody. They don't deserve it. They haven't earned it. Putting in Kash Patel and Pam Bondi and others to clean the corrupt stables of the Justice Department and the FBI. Why can't the Senate, without the FBI, let the Senate do its own job with its own staff and come up with its own questions? That's my last question to you, sir.
We pretty much do that anyway, Larry. We're not going to listen to the fake Bureau of Investigation. Mm. They've been off the rails now for the last 4 or 5 years.
That was Larry Kudlow defending the fact that Pete Hegseth is not a drunk. Is that what? Right. That was Larry Kudlow defending Pete.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Did you know there's a lot of valuable minerals in tequila?
I can't say definitively.
Greenland is a strategic place up there. They got a lot of valuable minerals.
That was Larry Kudlow, who has been drunk on, I believe it was 5 morning shows in a row one Sunday. Remember that Sunday?
Drunks got to stick together.
He is defending Pete Hegseth. Okay. All right. Got it. And that was Senator Football McDum. Mm-hmm.
For good
Connie
measure.
Connie Tuberville. Yeah. Yes, for good measure. Wow, on those very subjects, Chris.
Here we go.
Wait, you said uh-oh. See, she's made you doubt yourself.
Oh, I...
Normally she says uh-oh.
I've doubted myself since childhood. Are you kidding me?
Who said we're entering a world where the rule of law is turned inside out? Who has said we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens who helped Joe Biden rig the presidential elections? We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly. We'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. We're about to enter a world where the rule of law is going to be turned inside out, where everything converted into bizarro world version. Who said that?
Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
No, completely wrong. That's Michael Tomasky. We didn't even have time to get to this scary piece because of the other scary piece we talked to him about yesterday.
Tomasky, we love what he has to say.
We certainly do. As I'm told by my jingle. It's a world the conservative movement has been building for 50 years. It took Trump to dare to say the things that no other Republican president would quite say, how the entire legal apparatus of the United States government is illegitimate and corrupt. Who said that?
Sylvester the Cat.
Oh, Michael Tomasky. Tomasky, we love what he has to say. Okay. Who said, I could go on, but you get the idea. Everything is the opposite of what your lying eyes saw for themselves. America, it involves prosecutors, investigators, lawyers, and politicians, but complicit in all of it is the media. Who said that?
Witch Hazel.
No. Oh, it's a good astringent guess.
No, That was also a Warner Brothers character.
Yes, she was.
Oh, I thought you were going into.
She had hair that was all janky.
And, she'd zoom away and hairpins would.
Right, they would all. And then she had really skinny little legs, but a big.
Who body. Said, okay, everybody shush?
Stephanie Miller.
I came down here this morning and I thought you were in the middle of some very intense show prep and you're playing some game, Wordle game.
Connections on from the New York Times.
I had to throw up a flare to get you.
The show hadn't even started yet.
Yeah, we were a good 6 minutes away.
Right.
God. It's like I did have children. Like, put that down and let's find a soundbite.
But we're older than you.
Today's connections was very,
very hard.
Very hard.
I heard the whining from all the way upstairs. Okay, who said...
I'm still heard.
The Patel nomination is the clearest signal yet, and there have been several already. There are plenty clear that Trump intends to use the FBI and the DOJ for purely personal purposes and subvert reality to such an extent it will change Americans' understanding of what justice even is, and that is not a joke.
Crazy cat.
No, that was Michael Tomasky in his other fantastic piece. Okay. So please, with the Joe Biden's pardon, people are going to lose faith in the justice system. Really, putting a convicted felon rapist in the Oval Office is not, who just got away with 11 billion crimes that just got dismissed. That hasn't shattered people's faith.
I was just reading the Pod Save America guys were whining about.
Oh, shut up! I'm so sick of white millionaire guys. Shut up, you Bill Maher, you.
Me?
Pod Save Drew douches. No, I'm just pointing in your... There's only so many directions to point.
Okay. I'm like, millionaire. When did that happen?
Can I have
something? Oh, my God. All right. Meanwhile, just let's... We're having a pardon party. Everybody, shut up. Just shut up.
I went to a pardon party to get off with my crook friends. A chance to make Trump's legacy and make it stink again. But when I got to the pardon party, they all knew my name. And Trump, he recognized me because we're both insane. Because he's all pride now, he didn't learn his lesson well. You see, he can't spring everyone, so he wants to spring himself.
Oh, wow, that's twangy, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, based on Garden Party.
Yeah,
we like twang. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of pardons, did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene raised eyebrows when she posted on Twitter that following Joe Biden's pardon of his son, she would like a blanket pardon from President Trump? Huh, what? If Democrats are going to play the pardon game, she wrote, then we should do the same thing. Trump can just blanket pardon all of us, too. The January 6th committee said that Cassidy Hutchinson revealed she asked for a pardon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you need a pardon for?
You know who's asking that same question from the bag, deep down in the bag of rats? Laura Loomer.
What?
Laura Loomer, right-wing lunatic, said of Marjorie Taylor Greene, right-wing lunatic, Marjorie Taylor Greene admits she's done something that would make her need a pardon. Ooh, fight, fight, fight. Yes, what is it? Pipe bomber. Excuse me. Oh, have you ever had, your coffee not quite, pipe bomber, go down entirely?
Uh-huh. Wrong.
Go down the wrong pipe.
Bless me. But yeah, something went down the wrong pipe, bomber. Yeah, I don't know what she would need a pardon. Do you, Jody?
Mm-hmm.
Pipe bomber. Okay.
Allegedly.
Right. Right. Well, I just got something caught in my throat. Do I have to say allegedly?
Oh.
Pipe for clearing a pipe, bomber. What? Okay. All right. I wanted to address this on the because a lot of our beloveds and people that are smart regulars on our show, yada yada, have had questions, let's just say, about the election. So we were saying Dean Obadala has been talking about it. John Pavlovitz, who was fantastic at our Durham Sexy Liberal show, who I love, who's a pastor. He's an actual pastor.
Yes.
And so he said, he tweeted yesterday, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch, but I do not believe this election result would hold up to a forensic audit or a single swing state recount. And the fact that no efforts were made by Dems to do the smallest due diligence will always be extremely disappointing. So our friend Brett from Midas Touch said, can we please stop with this? Audits are conducted after the election in 49 states already. The Harris campaign does not believe an extra recount is necessary, nor do top election lawyers, nor do Democratic secretaries of state. She lost. It sucks, but it's the truth. Right. And so that led to a whole, you know, I mean, the part of, like I was saying, more than one smart person that I know said to me privately, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but WTF this, right. You know, and I understand it. A, first of all, we know Russia interfered, you know, and so people, you think they just stopped in 2024? We know the stuff that was out in the open between the bomb threats and the disinformation and all that. So, no, I wouldn't put anything past Putin, Netanyahu, Trump. Trump has cheated all his life, right. Literally everything. So I understand it. But to Brett's point, if Mark Elias were saying something, I would write.
Yeah, that'd be different.
Or you know, Eric Holder or Kamala Harris, you know. Right. But that's where I just, you know, I'm kind of. Trust me, I'm as depressed about this election result as everybody. But anyway, I just don't like any more infighting. I love everybody. I love all the Midas Touch guys. I love John Pavlovitz. I love Dino Badala. I understand people having questions and whatever. But
you love the Pod Save guys.
Not right today.
Not okay.
At this moment.
All right. You'll come around, though, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, yeah. But there's always people I can hate more on the other side. Like, Judy, have you noticed, it's so subtle, so I'll just ask you as a proud owner of a vagina, have you noticed a slight whiff of misogyny on the right?
Stosh.
Also, could they be bigger weirdos?
Yes.
They're just, Tim Walz was right, they're just weirdos. Like, Nick Fuentes, I smell a lot of gay, but
yeah,
he says he's an incel, so that nobody wants to see his bits, and he hasn't seen anybody's. Is what he says. He lives in his mom's basement, and
he doesn't have any bits, for as far as we know.
Okay, but he says he's an incel, right?
Yeah. He's involuntary.
I don't
maybe
think
he's embarrassed. About
I don't think it's so voluntary. I don't think anybody will him. I think that's
right.
Yeah.
He's embarrassed about his bits, so he won't let any girl see them.
Okay. I just
he's awful.
You know, your wife is not your big sister. She's your f-ing wife. She is your dominion. Okay, you own her, and she is subject to you. She is your subject. She is your helper. You can call her, okay, if you're having sex with her, you can call her whatever you want, okay? On your anniversary, you could call her your queen, whatever the f***, but she's your wife, and she is your dependent, just like your children.
No. It is such a mystery why no woman will f*** him. I don't, Jody, you and I, we'll crack this code. It's like the Da Vinci Code. Okay. Yeah, one more, yeah. Okay.
There's a reason why President Trump.
And women should be treated like children, basically. Not like your buddy. Not like your best companion. Uh-huh. Your best friend should be another guy. Your wife is your wife. And if you really enjoy the company of your wife that much, I have bad news for you. You're gay. Because that's who really loves the company of women. I've said it so many times, and it's so true.
They're just so weird. Oh, my God. Says a guy that's celibate that lives in his mom's basement. I can't. Oh, my God. How about the people, the Christians walking out of Wicked in a huff because apparently there's witches in it. It's like, but
did
yes.
You know?
Did you?
It's the concept of the film.
Oh, God. And Tucker Carlson, the whole, like, Trump's daddy and America's little girl's going to get a bigger spanking. It's like, but you're so weird.
Tucker Carlson, who's currently in Moscow.
Yes, in Moscow again. Oh, my God. Trying to work. I'm saving that to talk to Malcolm about.
Sorry. I blew that.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Ah.
What is it? He's such a traitor. So he's over there interviewing Lavrov this time. Mm-hmm. Because he says, oh, you know, the Biden administration, like, nobody's talking to Russia, so I'm going to go stop a nuclear war. Oh, shut up. Okay.
Aww.
Mommy's sleepy.
You need a hug.
No, I do not. Okay. I need to shiv someone. Okay, I'm just kidding.
You need a vibrator?
I'm kidding. What?
You need a
no,
vibrator?
No, I don't. I'm not a fan. Okay. Malcolm Nance and Carlos El Rocky. That's what I need. Coming up, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by... I'm just feeling stabby. I apologize.
Oh, hey, yeah. You know, all right. We all do at some point.
Yeah, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders. Yeah. This is a fantastic gift idea. They are the warmest thermal socks in the world, but did you know they make way more than just socks?
What?
They make perfect gifts for family. You know, they make the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves. Their blankets, OMG, the softest blanket I've ever felt. They make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layer is a game changer, like their socks. They come in three levels of warmth, originals, lights, and ultralights. So it's like a thermostat, no matter what part of the country you're listening
right.
from. There's something for you at Heat Holders. 40,000 five-star reviews. Head on over to heatholders.com. The code is Miller to receive 15% off your entire order, and shipping is free with any purchase over $25. Heatholders.com. Type in the code Miller. Heat Holders, making life warmer.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot?
Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a bad mamma jamma. Just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad mamma jamma. Oh, just as fine as she can
be. Why, thank you. Oh, I am indeed a bad mamma jamma. Thank you. 25 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance calls us Rocky all coming up on the big shoe. Oh, this is Donald's new press secretary. I believe just yesterday she deleted her tweets praising Mike Pence for doing his duty on January 6th and also one of the Capitol policemen. She deleted those quickly.
They were wished out into the cornfield.
Okay, here she is.
And what President Trump has that no other candidate who has ever run for office in modern history has is authenticity. And he tells the truth. And you might not like the truth all the time, but he tells it. And when he says he's going to do something, he delivers on that promise.
When he says he's going to go after his rivals, he'll deliver
was
on
she,
that.
Was she telling the truth when she praised Mike Pence?
Is that what you call... I was going to say, is that what... You mean authentic, like you praised Mike Pence and also the Capitol Police?
And then before and then try to delete it?
And you can't delete anything on the internet.
No, it lives forever.
You know what that is, seems like, Chris, is inauthentic to me. That seems like someone being incredibly inauthentic.
Are you accusing...
But who better to speak about someone's authenticity?
Are you accusing someone in the Trump administration of being inauthentic?
Yes. Oh, how about, speaking of which, Mitch McConnell.
Oh, boy.
Hey, did... He's talking about... Judicial.
Tomorrow from President Obama, elections have consequences.
No, shut your turtle hole.
But these consequences are for the political branches of government. For sitting judges to change their announced retirement plans because of the presidential election results. Or the Senate executive calendar puts them in three zip codes away from their proper.
Okay, I can't. He makes me want to fall asleep on a piece of lettuce. I can't. He literally said, don't play politics with judicial. Did he say don't?
Yes, he said that. He said that.
Okay, let's just skip to Senator Durbin.
I listened carefully to my colleague from Kentucky explain his concerns about the filling of four circuit court vacancies and the possibility, and I don't know for any certainty, but the possibility that two of those four judges have decided not to retire, but to stay on the bench. And he raises a question about whether that's fair. Well, I'd like to call the Senate's attention to the fact that there was a moment in time when we were shocked to learn that Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia had died while on a hunting trip. I believe it was in the month of January or February.
Yeah, that's on my recollection.
It was the last year that President Obama's presidency, the second term.
Yeah.
And so the president, President Obama, said he was going to set out to fill the vacancy created by the death of Anton Scalia. And he was proposing his nominee, Merrick Garland, the judge then at the time, who's now our attorney general. And the decision was made almost instantly by the senator from Kentucky, the same senator who just talked about delaying and filling vacancies. The decision was made by him not to fill the Supreme Court vacancy.
Yeah.
This was in February of the last year of Obama's presidency.
Yeah, I remember that now.
And in fact, it wasn't filled until the new president, and in this case, Donald Trump, came in his first term.
I just realized the other layer of that tragedy. No, Merrick Garland is attorney general. He would have been on the Supreme Court.
Okay, one last one.
It was the last year that President Obama's senator come to the floor from Kentucky and talk about whether there's any gamesmanship going on. I don't know. But I will tell you that we saw it at the highest possible level in filling the vacancy on the Supreme Court when Anton Scalia passed away. I think what the American people are looking for is fair play. That's not unreasonable. And they're looking for qualified
Thank you, Dick.
Nominees.
I'll take it from here. Also, Amy Coney Island.
Yeah.
By the way, when people go, oh, it was only a month before the election. No, early voting had started. Yeah, it was in the middle of an election that he shoved Amy Coney Island in.
Yep.
Sorry. Dick Durbin was just too slow talking for me just then.
I'm sorry.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour, we had our Cub reporter, Carlos Alzraqui, live from Disneyland on how very horrible. It was practically empty. People can't afford eggs. They can't afford Disneyland. Oh, no, that's not it. It was
the opposite of it.
All right. Coming up next hour, Malcolm Nance next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Be prepared to really feel like it's winter. It's windy today, but tonight things are going to take a turn. It might feel near 10 below by the time you wake up tomorrow morning. So bundle up and make sure pets are safe. And more Wisconsin hunters got out during the gun deer season this year. Derek Tritz reports.
The Wisconsin DNR has released preliminary license and harvest totals for this year's gun deer season after its conclusion this past Sunday. Preliminary figures show a slight increase in Wisconsin deer hunters from the same time period last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023 sales, up from 2023's 788,697 sales. These figures might indicate an end to a downward trend in hunter participation, according to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
Our license sale numbers reflect relative stability in participation over the last couple of years now. And that's really good news given the long-term trend we've been describing that we've seen over the last couple of decades of a slow decline in participation. And so license sale numbers actually a hair up this year compared to last year. Some stability there. So that's good to see.
Final license sales numbers will be available in January, accompanied by the DNR's analysis and interpretation of the figure. Preliminary harvest totals showed that Wisconsin hunters registered 89,787 antler deer and 99,835 antlerless deer for a total of 189,662 deer for the 2024 gun deer season. This is a 5.2% increase from last year's harvest total.
It's day three of the 9-day muzzleloader season, and the archery and crossbow hunt ends on January 5th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with areas of light snow today. We'll get to the low 30s by around noon, and then temperatures are going to drop quickly into the upper teens by early this evening. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, wind chill factor below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays.
Hi, Judy Summers again. Looking for that perfect tree? Check our website at summerschristmastreefarm.com. Happy holidays from the Summers family.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
So how do we know that government's working? Maybe we should start with when it's not working. We're going to discuss some failures in local government next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
So I want to be clear at the outset, against the backdrop of these dangerous times, the idea that we must choose between our allies, that somehow we're with either America or Europe, is plain wrong. I reject it utterly. Attlee did not choose between allies. Churchill did not choose. The national interest demands that we work with both.
Mm. I love a British accent, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. See Carol Burnett's sketch.
Yeah.
About people with British accents can get away with anything.
Yes, the Anthony Newley sketch.
All right. Hey, look who's here. Hey. Yeah.
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy pants.
Hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning.
Look at you in your man cave drinking from your spy cup. All right.
Yeah, I have to have a calming cup of lemon, chamomile, crack cocaine. In order to get through what I'm sure you were going to use to excite me, whatever that is.
Well, first of all, can I just say I knew you would be on our team on this ridiculous pearl clutching over the president pardoning his son. You retweeted Empty Wheel, who said some reasons we're having this ridiculous conversation about the Hunter Biden pardon instead of Kash Patel's unfitness to lead the FBI, which is, hello, far more corrupt. Mm-hmm. Our legacy press simply failed to cover corruption of Trump's pardons, full stop. Pick sniffing is cheap, easy journalism, quote unquote. I mean, oh my God, Malcolm. Where do we even start with it? You also retweeted Jody, why should President Biden explain himself? He pardoned his son, who's been villainized by Trump and his cults for 10 years. Off with your hypocrisy. And for the Democrats who are making their opinion known, you can off too. Biden is protecting his son. Is there a parent out here that wouldn't do this, given, who he is appointing?
No, and here's what I'm going to say about the Hunter Biden situation now that you've espoused all of this. I don't care, okay?
Yes.
These people are a continuing criminal organization. And for them to sit there and go, oh, he pardoned Hunter Biden, they're literally half, if not more, of the people who are buying guns in the United States. Failed that question about whether they've used marijuana or are continuing to use marijuana or drugs or abuse alcohol. They all lie on that BATF.
Thank you.
Every one of them.
400 million guns in the USA, Malcolm.
No one has ever been convicted of this unless you were Pablo Escobar and you used the guns in some other circumstance and they wanted to nail you down on that. If this was all about prosecuting Hunter Biden. And since when has the right-wing extremist out there ever had a problem with people buying guns?
Thank you.
That he lied on a form. Okay, let's talk about lying on a form. Let's go over to Kash Patel for a minute. This man is incompetent. He is a utter moron. He used his position under General Michael Flynn, then when he was over at the House and the Senate, to reveal classified information all throughout the Trump-Russia scandal that should never have been done.
He had to take the fifth.
Likely the person that got those documents.
Right.
Yeah. He couldn't pass an FBI background check, and he's going to leave the FBI. It's just, okay.
Look, that's designed to get you all excited, to distract you. These are sparkly little things. Trump knows that if he puts Kash Patel there, he had to be appointed to his positions. He could never qualify for any of them. There's no merit in him. He is a henchman, plain and simple as that. And let me tell you something, okay? If all of these horrible things about him are disqualifying, then that photo of him as a leather daddy wearing those Italian boots with a sock stuffed down his pants, if you were to show that to the evangelical community, would either get them excited or it would get his nomination.
Right. Let's a little time, so many traitors. Let's talk about Tucker Carlson being back in Moscow interviewing Lavrov now. Saying he's preventing, he says, an impending nuclear conflict between the United States and Russia. He opened by accusing the Biden administration of escalating tensions with Russia and asserted the U.S. is engaged in a hot war with Russia, unbeknownst to most Americans. And he says we're in a hot war with Russia. Yeah. The U.S. is. Yeah. But he's going to stop all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts?
Okay. First,
you're having a sip of chamomile.
And crack. Because that's, I need a cup as big as yours, that giant jug you got there.
Yeah.
You know, but that is me swallowing tolerance.
Yeah.
Let me explain something with Tucker Carlson. One, I think it's cute that now that the Russians fought a mandatory that he must come in for his fitness evaluation to Russia every quarter.
Right. It's
because
his performance
before
review.
He was just getting away with, you know, telephone call or a Zoom call. Now the Russians want him in before they pay him.
Yeah.
That man, Tucker Carlson, I would have more respect for him if he was wearing that bow tie again. Because right now, him wearing the noose of whatever it is that Russia has over him that's made him love Moscow, an ex-KGB officer and his dirty henchmen. It's like one of these crazy upside-down Earth 35 worlds where, you know, Lex Luthor is now president and everyone has to suck up to him to get along. Yeah. And, you know, whether it's Kim Jong-un, who's it next? Is it the Iranians? These people have all figured out there's money out there to be a rhetorical traitor to the people of the United States. But somewhere along the lines, you know, they're going to have to determine whether, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Tucker Carlson, should he imperil Russia's message himself, has some physical risk in that country. But never mind. I'm sure he'll be on television with Edward Snowden and Steven Seagal.
Let's talk about Zelensky. An offer of NATO membership to territory under Kyiv's control could end the hot stage of the war in Ukraine, he said. But any proposal to join the military alliance should be extended to all parts of the country that fall under internationally recognized borders. Zelensky said the 32 members of NATO declared Ukraine on an irreversible path to membership. Zelensky said, you can't give an invitation to just one part of a country. He said, so legally by law, we have no right to recognize the occupied territory of Russia. If we want to stop the hot stage of the war, we should take under the NATO umbrella the territory of Ukraine that we have under our control. That's what we need to do fast, and then Ukraine can get back to the other part of its territory diplomatically. So what do you, I mean, obviously, and Biden's trying to do everything he can before he leaves to put them in a good position, but what's your take on what's happening, having been there and served?
Well, first off, it's insulting to me, as it is to virtually every other Ukrainian, you know, and I'm not a Ukrainian citizen, although I could get Ukrainian citizenship, but I fought for that nation, to suggest that Ukraine should just surrender everything Moscow took, which is one of the Trump administration proposals, and create a demilitarized zone, which would stop the conflict, which would allow Russia to reconstitute its army and carry out a surprise attack in the foreseeable future, and consider that some sort of peace. The crazy talk that's really out there is that Trump is trying to get a Nobel Peace Prize for, quote-unquote, ending the, as Joe Rogan keeps going and saying, the bloodshed in Ukraine. Let me tell you whose blood is being spilled in Ukraine. Russian blood. They are losing 1,500 men per day. Oh, also North Korean blood,
right?
Because the Ukrainians have finally figured out where they were and are pummeling them. So all of this disingenuous, Zelensky essentially needs to surrender in order to stop the bloodshed. Look, this would be like saying, look, you just landed on Iwo Jima, so to stop the bloodshed, let's stop the war on Japan and hold off on defeating Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
This is a nation run by a dictator. And if you let him have his way, whether it's through his minions in the White House or his paid solicitors on Fox News and in Joe Rogan's office and all these, you know, Tucker Carlson, then you are accommodating a dictator. And let me tell you, I'm not the one who's going to call this off. The Ukrainian people are not going to let Moscow have their land in order to stop their bleeding.
Yeah. So let's get to your marching orders, Senior Chief. Because I was saying I think we should take heart in South Korea that, you know, the resistance worked. You know, I'm sure Trump was looking at that as a playbook, you know, martial law. But obviously was forced to back down almost immediately. Now we're probably on the road to impeachment. You write, as you know, I've been a practitioner of intelligence collection and secret activities for over 30 years, but I've also been an ardent student of World War II French resistance. Ha-ha! Vive la résistance! In Nazi-occupied France, the American people can learn lessons from how French society stood firm in the face of tyranny. I was just using South Korea as the latest example, but talk a little bit about the piece you wrote.
Yeah, I wrote a piece on Substack. And
five steps.
A subscriber,
resisting tyranny. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you guys aren't a subscriber to my Substack, get over to Substack. I'm going to be posting essentially a manual on how to be a real resistor. And I don't mean, you know, there's a bunch of people out there who are all claiming I'm leading the resistance, you know, and just giving us news reports. You need...
I'm on the cover of a magazine as the leader of the resistance, mister. So if anybody's going to fight you...
You know, and we need lots more of you. We could just clone you.
There you go.
That would be so much better because here's who's not leading the resistance. The Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I love them, member of the party, all of this, they are the loyal opposition. They are not the wave that pushes the party to vote properly. And if that's not the case, you wouldn't have seen all this stuff that was going on, you know, Democrats turning on Joe Biden over the pardon and saying it's a violation of the law after Donald Trump pardoned in a boatload of criminals, including Jared Kushner's father.
Can I just say it's Lawrence O'Donnell was right about Democrats pushing Biden out to this. I mean, whether he should have run or not, stayed, you know, at all, or he got out too late or whatever. The fact is pushing him out that late was a fatal error, and, you know, history shows us that.
All I'm saying here is in my article is that you, the listener, you, the reader, whoever you are the heart of the resistance.
Yeah.
And you need to learn these five things that I have in that article, starting with, what is your resistance posture? Your resistance posture is the level of commitment you're going to put to it. Is it like me, where you get on radio, television, and start being shouty all day? I have an 8-foot banner come that's going to be out in front of my house that said, I support the Constitution, not dictators.
Thank you.
All right? That means a very high resistance posture. But for most of you, you can resist in your everyday waking moments by saying, I will not comply with an administration, with a government, a regime that will take away rights. I will not comply with laws that will affect and hurt other American citizens.
Yeah.
You have rights too, and I'm sorry to say it. They are coming not just for your rights. Some of us they may be coming for physically. I've written four books about the Trump administration, and you know, this time it won't be them pulling me off MSNBC for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It may in fact be at risk to all of us.
But you know what? This is why this is what we need more than is a profile in courage. I was saying earlier, I've been talking about, you know, Mika and Joe going to, you know, Mar-a-Lago, Bill Maher saying he might quit his show because he's putting his pants over Trump. I'm like, what models of
really?
Cowardice? Yes. I'm like, you know what? Model courage and other people will follow. Don't model. And these are people with white people with millions of dollars. Imagine how the rest of us feel. You know, I mean, somebody wrote a great piece that we were very grateful for it about Stephanie Miller's exhibiting rare courage in American media. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be rare, Malcolm. It shouldn't be rare. There shouldn't be anything rare about what you're talking about here.
I got a quick question. Where are these liberal billionaires? I mean, we raised $1 billion in less than 60 days in this election, and most of that was grassroots.
Yeah.
Why can't we suddenly raise $50 million to create our own channel?
Thank you.
So that it doesn't have to be on Sirius Satellite, which could have its license pulled at any time. Where is our Joe Rogan? You're as close as we're going to get to that. You know, some of the people who are out there, we're not here to talk to the broligarchy about, you know, whether their pecs are any, you know, bigger than the other guys and whether they should insult and hate on women. We are here to represent the 30% of Americans that voted for Harris and Walz. Then there's the other 40% of the United States that didn't vote at all. Listen, I have some orders for you.
All right.
I want you to refer. Remember, I keep talking to you about changing meta-narratives.
Yes.
The framework around Trump. One, only refer to MAGA as the 31.
Yes.
The 31% of this nation that voted. That is all that MAGA consists of out of the electorate.
Yeah.
31%. Start using that.
Yep.
And the other one is, don't refer to Trump as Trump. I want you all to start referring to him as Mad King Donald. Because like Mad King George, when this nation won its independence, we need to get our independence away from this dictator tyrant that is about to come into office. One last thing. Stop talking in sentences. Start speaking short and plainly. This man is a tyrant in waiting. This man is a dictator. This man is a fat pig of a person who, if the Constitution were to bite him on the butt, he wouldn't know what it is because he doesn't care. And you've got 60 days to set your resistance posture.
Yep.
Are you going to actively fight with me, or are you going to be on the down low and make sure that things happen on a even scale and that you support whatever actions are being taken by anyone that is resisting this administration?
Resistance music, please. Malcolm writes, of this moment in time, the impending rise of an American dictatorship under the Trump regime has familiar themes in the Nazi occupation of France. Just remember this one truism, he ends. Politically, no one is coming to your rescue in a dictatorship. You are your own cavalry. Vive la résistance!
Vive la résistance!
Thank you, my friend.
I know all the words of La Marseillaise. Well, yeah. I watch Casablanca.
I bet you do.
I took so many years of French that I know all the words too.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We love you, Malcolm. Keep fighting the good fight. We're right there with you.
See you next week.
All right. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our new sponsors. I was just telling you, come on. You can say, I just say things extemporaneously off the air about how excited I am about Native Path. I put their collagen in my coffee. It's flavorless, tasteless. You just put it in your coffee. It's, oh, my God. It's good for everything. Your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. I mean, are you ready to move easily, independently, without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of, like a pre-election glow?
Yeah, instead of whatever that was.
Right. Ooh. Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. It provides maximum benefit without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula. I've got a collagen PM I can put in my water at night that helps you sleep.
That'll work.
Right. Oh, my God, it's fantastic. So great. Okay, you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is nativepath.com/Stephanie.
Okay, fine. Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe active Guard outdoor protection. Monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Go Red for Women.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the state of the world today. Right? Can make you feel depressed, like we're headed in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. There are many ways you can make a difference, but take a stand with your phone company. It's the America's only progressive phone company, Credo. They have given over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits that are going to need us more than ever right now. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from a phone company. Nation's largest, most reliable network. Competitive plans. Great deals on new phones. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Get in. Get in the Corolla. We're going saving the world and money. Here we go. You could, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEP25 at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. 57 minutes after the hour, Brian Tyler Cohen, who was fantastic on the show yesterday, retweeted Representative Josh Schreiber, who said, make gay marriage illegal again. This is not remotely controversial nor extreme. Brian said this is what he came back with after a week with his family and God, destroying other people's families. Do not think it's hyperbole when Malcolm Nance says we are, you know, in 1930s Germany right now, or when people like, oh, you're being hysterical. They're not going to try to overturn gay marriage. It's what they said to us about Roe. Yep. So vive la resistance is my point. Coffee with Carlos next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's the one-year anniversary show with my first guest ever. Tune in with me, host Bill Leff. Also joining me are entertainment writer Chris Foran and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text. Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.